Thank you for downloading the Archers Omnibus podcast. For more information, visit bbc.co.uk/archers.
That'll do.
Go in and get some breakfast, David.
Yeah.
I'll finish cleaning the parlour.
Well, there's not much left to do.
And thanks. You didn't have to do the milking.
That's right.
That bit of extra sleep makes quite a difference.
Well, you were well away, Ruth. And I was wide awake, so it made sense for me to get up.
You could do with a good night yourself.
I'm all right.
Don't rush your breakfast. I'll check on the shed.
Oh, it's not too bad in there.
What do we get overnight?
2 singletons, 3 twins.
There can't be that many left to lamb.
No. I'm nipping over to Lower Loxley after breakfast.
Again?
Yeah, there's a few odds and ends to do.
Uh-huh.
Actually, I'll be over there quite a lot the next couple of days.
If only you'd sorted it out with Elizabeth.
Yeah, I know, but I couldn't. I told you. And she's got so much on at the moment.
Well, Lewis and Kenton are looking after the office.
Yeah, but there's still a bit of admin for the rare breeds to deal with.
David.
And she's got to get Freddie and Lily to their entrance exams. The inquest coming up.
Not for a month.
Well, it's all making it harder for her to focus.
David, there's always going to be something.
Oh, yeah?
Oh.
Morning, Emma.
Can I be a pain? Is it all right if I do 2 hours cleaning now?
Oh,
can't come in on Tuesday, I'm afraid.
Right.
Oh, sorry, it's such short notice. I mean, if it's a real problem...
No.
I don't know what state the house is in.
Well, that doesn't matter.
Well, Pip and Josh are both out this morning. It might not be a bad time, actually.
Oh, thanks, David. I know it's awkward. I've tried to work round it.
No, it's okay.
Tuesday's the only time Clary's got free. We're dying to go shopping together.
Shopping?
Yeah, there's a few things to get for the baby. Took forever pinning her down to a definite time.
No, that's fine.
You'll have to skip Ben's room then.
Yeah, dynamite won't shift him on Sundays.
Well, if you don't mind me leaving that, I'll get started. It's the old floor I want to sort out.
Right, sorry about the oil stains.
Oh, don't worry, plenty of detergent, I'll get them out.
Oh, no. Oh, hell.
David?
Don't tell me. I can't have...
What is it?
Oh, damn!
Oh, you haven't.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm a complete idiot.
You didn't switch the bypass on?
No.
David!
That's all this morning's milk, completely contaminated.
And last night.
Don't know what I was thinking of.
Well, I do.
Oh, I'm so sorry, love. I can't believe I've done this.
This was bound to happen.
What?
Or something like it.
Oh, no, not switched over.
We'll have to throw the whole damn lot out.
God. Usually it's automatic with me. I flip the bypass before I turn on the pipe wash.
When you're thinking straight, but you're not. You're worn out trying to run 2 businesses.
Oh, come on, that's not fair.
You're over at Lower Loxley almost every day, whatever I see.
Because I'm needed at the moment.
How does it help Elizabeth creating havoc here?
Ruth, what she's going through does not...
I know, don't tell me again.
Look, every time I see her... She's in so much pain.
Which is why I begged you to talk to her last week. One thing we can do for her is make sure she has professional help to run Lower Loxley.
Yes, I know. I agree.
So why don't you do something about it?
Because it's a question of timing.
Oh, don't keep saying that.
But it's true.
Oh.
At the moment, there are the exams, you've got the inquest coming up, Gareth isn't up to speed
yet. Oh, come on!
It's simply not the right time, Ruth. Oh. Look, I've tried! She's just not ready for me to step back yet.
So, how long do we wait? Till you've wrecked everything here?
I'll call in later if you like, Helen.
Don't be silly.
I could drop in on my way back if you like.
Look, it's all right. This is the time we agreed. Oh, sorry about the pyjamas.
Oh, I don't mind. But if you've only just got up...
No, I haven't. We've been up since 5:30. Haven't we? early, Henry?
At 5:30.
Yeah, he usually has a feed about then.
Oh, why didn't you go back to bed afterwards?
I was going to. Only someone opened up downstairs.
Oh.
Well, at least I was able to tidy the place up while Henry snoozed. I just haven't had time to get washed and dressed yet.
OK, well, if you're happy to talk business in your dressing gown.
Actually, can you keep an eye on him for a few minutes?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Might as well grab a shower while you're here. Make myself presentable.
Right. Hello, Henry.
He won't be any trouble.
No, he looks happy enough.
Yeah, he's just had another feed, that's why. Just put him back in the Moses basket if he dozes off.
OK.
Thanks, won't be long.
She was in the parlour a few minutes ago.
Oh, I almost went there first.
She's probably still out there, Usha. Or do you want me to give her a message?
No, I'll go over. I'm in no rush.
Right then.
It's nothing vital. Though, have you heard about the book club, Emma?
Yeah, Mum mentioned it. Said a few people were talking about it in the shop.
Oh, we seem to be growing. Richard Thwaite joined up and Caroline.
Yeah?
Though we could still do with a few more members.
Oh.
Would you be interested?
Oh,
come on, it'll be good fun. We're giving ourselves 3 weeks to read our first book, The Suspicions of Mr. Witcher.
Oh, yeah?
A real-life Victorian whodunit. It's meant to be very good.
Yeah, well, yeah, I've heard of it.
Your sort of thing?
Oh, well, I'll read anything if I'm in the mood. Me and Mum are always swapping things we like.
Well, then.
Only I don't see the point of sitting around and talking about it afterwards.
No?
Too much like school, innit? It takes all the fun out.
Well, I hope our club isn't going to be like that.
And I won't have much spare time for reading soon, once this one arrives.
I suppose not.
Hello, Usha.
Hi.
I don't need to take my boots off, do I, Emma? You're not mopping up in here?
Oh, no, I haven't finished the hall yet.
I only came in to get my keys.
Oh, I'd better get on with it. See you, Usha.
Bye.
You and Alan okay?
Yes, thanks. How about you and Ruth?
Oh, fine, thanks.
Emma said she's in the parlour.
She's probably in the lambing shed by now.
Hmm. Will I be disturbing her if I go over?
No. Probably glad of a change of company.
Oh, shh. It's all right, Henry. Shh. Oh, here's Mummy again.
That feels so much better. Oh, I didn't doze off then.
I tried putting him down, but he started grizzling.
Have you been playing up, mister?
No, he's been fine. Oh, well, except...
Oh, some milk came back up.
It doesn't matter.
He's always doing that to me. Aren't you, Henry?
It's only an old jumper anyway.
You get so windy, don't you, darling?
Fairly old. He was very good otherwise.
So... organics.
Well, you've got the weekly returns I emailed,
mm-hmm.
and the year-by-year comparison.
Yep, I've had a quick look.
I mean, there's nothing to worry about. We're not doing badly, considering.
Are you grabbing my hair again?
But it is fairly quiet, and if we want to make space for the spring promotions...
Mm-hmm. You like doing that, don't you, darling?
Anya and I thought, well, let's speed up getting rid of the winter stock. Maybe pair up beans and lentils and stew packs, offer a 40p saving.
OK.
Or do a deal. 2 large packs of any pulses, and we'll throw in a half-price spice.
Which spice?
Chilli. We've got mountains to get rid of.
OK, well, go ahead then.
Which? The stew packs or the spices?
Whichever you think. Both, if you like.
Oh.
You and Anya know what you're doing. I trust your judgment completely.
Oh, great.
And in future, if you get a good idea while I'm off, plough straight on. See what happens. Within reason, of course.
Oh, thanks. Well, let's start with the stew pack, shall we? See how we go?
Getting sleepy now, aren't you, mister?
The other thing I wanted to suggest, we've had some price lists through for salads.
Mm-hmm.
From a possible new supplier.
There they go. Eyes drooping. Closing now.
In Edgeley. He does quite an interesting range.
Sorry, what's this?
A new salad grower who looks promising, but it doesn't matter.
No, it's important.
Are you sure?
Yes, but let's put Henry back in his Moses basket first.
Oh, okay.
It'll be much easier having a sensible conversation without him wanting to be in on the act.
Oh, he's gorgeous, but, yeah, it might be easier.
Have you got the details with you?
Yeah, all the prices, somewhere. They're very competitive.
Great, well, have a look. As soon as I've shown you the bath mitt Adam and Ian gave us.
Oh, yeah?
A pink sponge hippopotamus. It's perfect for getting behind his ears. You'll love it.
It still amazes me how easily you do it.
Getting a docking ring on.
Without falling over.
That can happen too. Off you go. Back to Mum.
So, is that all right if the first meeting's at the vicarage?
If you're happy to host it.
I'll supply soft drinks and nibbles, and if anyone wants wine, they're welcome to bring it.
I only hope I've read the book by then.
You've got 3 weeks, Ruth.
That won't mean much if David doesn't start pulling his weight.
Oh, I know you're both still under a lot of pressure.
The trouble is, it's starting to be self-inflicted.
Huh?
And it's causing real problems. We lost all the milk in the bulk tank this morning.
Oh, no.
He forgot to turn on the bypass tap. All the dirty water went in.
Oh, what a shame.
More than a shame. It's a criminal waste. I really blew up at him.
He did look pretty tense.
I wish I hadn't now. He didn't mean to be so careless. But we're at the end of our tethers.
He's still spending a lot of time at Lower Loxley.
He's there every day, more or less. I don't resent him trying to help Elizabeth. A big part of me admires him for doing it.
He must feel so sorry for her.
And we both do. But he needs to stop his heart ruling his head. He can't take on all that responsibility. We can't cope with him being part-time here any longer.
I guess not.
And it's not just the bulk tank. Lamin's been difficult, especially with him disappearing off to Scotland. Ben's complaining he hardly ever sees his dad.
Oh.
And it's not just us suffering. He's making things worse for Elizabeth as well.
Is he?
Yeah. I can see what David can't. If he goes on desperately propping things up at Lower Loxley, how's she ever going to learn to face reality again?
It was awful, Grandma.
Oh, dear.
You said it wasn't too bad when you finished the exam, Freddie.
I know, but actually it was really awful.
He didn't know he'd mucked it up till I told him.
Lily?
I'm sure your brother didn't muck it up.
He did, honestly.
There was a question about this boy who had some coins in his pocket.
3 coins were the same. The other two were different. It all made 63p.
Yes, well, that's only one question, and it doesn't matter now, Lily.
But it wasn't the only one he got wrong.
That's enough. Grandma hasn't come over to hear you squabbling.
No, I only wanted to say well done. Oh, and I've left a steak and kidney pie in the kitchen.
Thanks, Mum. You know you don't have to.
I wanted to, darling.
Lily's right. I was rubbish.
Nonsense. I think you were both very brave, even taking the exam. Weren't they, Elizabeth?
Oh, absolutely.
I wouldn't have had the nerve. I hated tests and exams at school.
Really?
Yes.
I did too.
As soon as the teacher said, turn your paper over, all the answers seemed to fly out of my head.
I'm like that, and I've got another one on Wednesday.
Is this for Firbusham boys?
I'm doing St. Mag's tomorrow.
St. Margaret's. You know how cross Miss Finch gets about slang.
Can we go to the orangery now, Mum?
In a minute. I promised them a treat for completing the exam.
They deserve it.
Are you coming with us, Grandma?
If I'm invited. Oh, hello, David.
Hiya. Oh, you're looking very serious, you two. How did the exam go?
Interesting subject, best dealt with later.
Ah.
I thought you were only going to be here for the morning.
Oh, I've been home since then. I've been clearing ditches all afternoon.
Ah.
You know the one about
how
the
could
uncle,
I kick
Matt?
Myself when I got back and realised I'd forgotten
pushing
to check the vaccination records for the horses.
Oh, yes, Alistair's coming, isn't he?
On Thursday, yes. Yeah. Except I don't know half of what I want him to do.
Well, it's good of you to come back just for
the
that.
The Alistairs were false, not certain.
And,
Oh!
There was something else I wanted to talk to you about, Elizabeth.
I got that right.
There you are.
I got that right, Grandma.
You see?
Oh, come on then. Let's go and get something nice from the orangery. Is that all right, David?
Yeah, of course, yeah. I'll talk to you later.
What's she going to have?
Are you coming, Grandma?
In a little while, darling.
Chocolate flapjack.
Mm. I want to catch up with your Uncle David first.
Is this a record attempt, Lillian?
What?
I'm seeing how long you can spin out a coffee.
Oh.
40 minutes over a macchiato. That must be a personal best for Jax.
Oh, I'm sorry. Am I in the way, Kenton?
Oh, hardly. You can see how quiet we are. Late afternoon hiatus. But it's unusual seeing you with a drink that can't bite back.
I'm not in a drinking mood. I only came in for some peace and quiet to get my thoughts straight.
Hey, shh, don't tell anyone that. You'll ruin our reputation as Borchester's hottest venue.
Sorry.
But if something is bothering you,
no,
then I...
No.
You sure?
I've got an awkward little decision to make, that's all.
Oh? What sort of decision?
Doesn't matter. Your family's got enough to worry about without taking on my problems as well.
Alistair will need to give Topper an annual booster as well.
Nigel's Hunter?
Yeah.
That's another problem. What's going to happen to him in the long run?
Well, he's a fine beast, but there's not much use to lower Loxley now.
No. I suppose Elizabeth will have to sell him.
It's the only realistic option. I did half mention it to her a while ago, but...
She wasn't ready.
Well, it was more because of Freddie, actually.
Oh.
She said he started to help Reg groom him occasionally.
Oh. Another way of staying close to his father.
Yeah. But, unfortunately, it's not very fair on Topper. He needs proper exercise.
Yes.
I'll have to arrange something. See if I can find a buyer.
Let Shula do that.
Well...
She'll have far better contacts than you, David.
Oh, I don't mind.
And you're doing more than enough already. Whenever I'm at Brookfield, you and Ruth seem at full stretch.
Oh, well, you know, the kids have been helping out, and we've got Bert and Eddie.
There's only so much they can do, though.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's the lot for Alistair.
And with Lambing on top of everything else.
Well, at least that's starting to tail off. Although, I've got an NFU problem now.
What's that?
Well, we'd lined someone up to talk at our next meeting about mitigating NVZs, but he's just pulled out. He's got some family crisis.
Oh, no.
Well, at least the meeting's not for a couple of weeks.
Will you find a replacement?
Well, I hope so, yeah. It's just one more job I didn't need, though.
I'm sure it is.
Trouble is, Mum, the moment you think you're coping, something else crops up out of the blue and then everything goes to...
What's happened?
Oh, nothing.
What?
No, I'm stupid. Ruth and I had a bit of a row yesterday, that's all.
I knew there was something the minute you walked in.
Well, it was entirely my fault. I let the dirty water run into the bulk tank after milking.
Oh, dear. Your father always worried about that happening.
I must have been miles away. So, naturally, Ruth had a go at me and I had a go back. On a normal day, it would have blown over by tea time.
But it didn't?
No. We seem to have lost the knack of talking sensibly to each other at the moment.
Only because you're both worn out.
Well...
You must be. Running the farm, coming over here once or twice a day.
Not every day.
You're usually here when I am.
Well, that's partly why I'm back now. I've got to sort things out properly with Elizabeth about how much time I'm spending here.
Yes, you must.
I was going to say something when I arrived, but, you know, with Freddie and Lily to deal with...
No, you were better to wait.
Yeah. I'll try and catch her later.
Would you like me to talk to her?
Thanks, Mum. No, it's all right. I'll do it.
You shouldn't be running backwards and forwards all the time.
Yeah, that's what Ruth keeps saying, and she has got a point.
At least not every single day. You need to be better organised. Perhaps come less often.
Yeah.
But then spend more time here when you do come over.
Well, actually, I was thinking that...
If only Elizabeth had agreed to getting someone in.
That's the real answer, isn't it?
Of course it is. But the poor girl, we both know she won't.
No.
She still can't bear the thought of a stranger taking Nigel's place.
You don't think she's moved on at all?
No, unfortunately.
Oh.
Came up again yesterday when I was telling her to slow down. I keep reminding her she's not indestructible. But she's no good at taking it easy, is she?
Not very.
And to be honest, if you and Kenton weren't helping so much, I'm sure she wouldn't get anyone else in. She simply tried to do it all herself. And the strain on her heart then, well, it doesn't bear thinking about.
You wouldn't rather have stayed in the orangery?
No. Dad always said food tastes better in the fresh air.
He did, didn't he?
The flapjack was brilliant. Can we have another one after tea?
I think you know the answer to that one, Freddie.
She means no chance.
Even for finishing the exam?
You've had your treat for that.
Oh, okay.
But what you haven't had... I'm not going to talk about exams all evening.
Good.
But I want you to know, it really doesn't matter whether you pass or fail.
Yes, it does.
Not to me, darling. Because I don't think I've ever been so proud of you both. Seeing you go in the hall this afternoon, heads up, after everything, yet you just got on with it. And I know that Daddy would have been incredibly proud too.
That's who we were doing it for.
I know. So I don't want you worrying, either of you, whether you've passed or failed. As far as I'm concerned, you've both passed every test going with flying colours, whatever results we get on Friday.
OK. Oh, Uncle David's going home.
Oh, yes. Well, whatever he wanted to talk about can't have been that important.
Lillian, I don't want you to take this in any way personally.
What?
But if you carry on sitting there, I may have to put a large lampshade over your head. Otherwise, passers-by will assume we're holding a festival of gloom.
Perhaps you had better give me a G&T after all.
Happy to. Weren't you going home 5 minutes ago?
Yeah. I'd thought everything through, made my decision.
And now you've changed your mind?
No, but I realise when I do get back, Matt's bound to say I told you so.
Oh, never the best of welcomes. Do you want all of the tonic?
Yeah, please. Yeah, and what makes it so maddening...
There you go.
..is that he's been right all along, like he usually is.
Yeah, if I had any idea what you're talking about, I'd probably make some shrewd, sympathetic remark at this point.
There.
Oh, thanks.
Look, if I did tell you anything...
Uh-huh.
..will you swear not to pass it on?
Lillian, how can you ask?
Oh, put the change in the tin.
Cheers. The secret of the Marie Celeste? The real reason the Mona Lisa's smiling? Lord Lucan's current postcode? I know them all. But I've never breathed a word.
I'm serious. I shouldn't tell anyone, but it's driving me crazy.
I promise, I won't say anything.
Well, a few weeks ago, without consulting me, if you can believe it, Matt had a little chat with Jolene.
Uh-huh.
About Amside buying her and Jamie's share of the ball.
Oh, right, yes. She said she might get it valued.
He thinks it'd be the perfect site for us to redevelop.
Redevelop?
He wants to get change of use. Make it residential and put a few houses on the site.
Close the ball.
Shh! You can see why I don't want this blabbed around.
Well, there's no way that Jolene would go for that.
Well, that's what I thought.
I mean, selling it on as a going concern, just possibly, but after all that she's put into it... No, it means too much to her.
Which is why I was so surprised when I spoke to her last week.
Oh?
She's virtually talked herself into selling.
You are joking.
Far from it. And that's what's so annoying. Matt's obviously read her far better than I have. I'll have to agree to buying.
But she can't. What'll she do if she sells up?
Dunno. I mean, she won't make anywhere near enough to live off the proceeds. She'll have to find another job.
No, you must have got it wrong, Lillian.
I don't think so. She seemed pretty keen to sell.
Yeah. Well, I might call in at the Bull later if I can get away. See what she says.
Oh, there's no point doing that, darling. She's not there tonight.
No?
I saw her outside the shop earlier. She's spending a night off in Websterbridge. She might even be staying over.
In Websterbridge?
With a friend. Ellie, someone?
I don't know.
Runs that big B&B on the Netherbourne Road. Yeah. Reading between the lines, I think Jolene's trying to find a bolt hole.
Right.
I could be wrong, but I got the impression she simply can't wait to leave Ambridge.
Yeah, I saw it when I walked past this morning, Pat. Blood and feathers on the churchyard wall.
So Linda thinks the peregrines are back?
Oh, she's seen one. She was ever so pleased. Can't say I get excited about lumps of dead bird everywhere.
I don't know what's keeping Clary.
That's all right. I left her mopping out the chill area. Stick your head round the door if you like, Emma.
No, I'm a minute or two early.
She said you're going to buy baby clothes.
Well, looking more than buying. I don't want to go too mad without knowing if it's a boy or a girl.
Has George got a preference? Brother or sister?
Oh, no, he wants a red racing car. He's not bothered about babies.
Oh, there she is.
How are you, Clary?
Well, I'd better start on the deliveries.
Hello, Emma. See you, Pat.
Bye.
We ready, then?
Yeah. It's good of you to pick me up.
Oh, don't be silly. Really looking forward to this. Good shop and a gossip.
Yeah. Though I can't stay out too long.
Who's got a funny nose? Who's got a funny nose?
Taking advantage of the sunshine, Helen.
Oh, hi, Mum.
I was driving past and I thought, I know those two.
Hello, young man.
Hello.
That was the first chance we've had to get out all day.
Hasn't it been miserable?
Yeah. I was hoping a walk might wake me up.
You like going out, don't you? Yes, you do.
We've been right round the green, and then we thought we'd have 5 minutes sit down in the playground. Are you joining us?
Oh, go on. I'm about done. Except for dropping an organics order at Tom's.
Oh, he's back?
Yeah, he came round with Brenda last night.
How did they get on?
They loved Berlin. Seemed to spend the whole time going into tiny music clubs and eating currywurst.
Very nice. Oh, look, can you see Mum? He's holding his head up so much more now.
Yes. Well, he can hardly help it in that jacket.
Oh, you should have seen him this morning.
What happened?
He gave the most enormous sneeze and then looked around as though he had no idea where it came from. Didn't you? It was so funny, wasn't it?
How about you? What sort of night did you have?
Not too bad.
How much sleep did you get?
Well, it was fairly broken, but that was my own fault.
Oh?
I was tired, so I went to bed early, but then the bull at closing time, someone went off on a motorbike.
Oh.
And woke me out of a lovely deep sleep.
Oh, frustrating.
Mm. After that, I was wide awake, listening to everything. Footsteps, owls. By the time I did drift off, Henry was getting hungry again.
So draining if you're not sleeping properly.
Well, normally I'm all right. Oh, there goes the sun.
Yeah, it's getting chilly.
Time to go home, Henry.
Can I tag along and beg a cup of tea?
Yeah, sure. That'd be nice.
And if there's anything you want doing while I'm there...
Thanks, Mum, but I'm fine. 3 or 4 hours decent sleep and I'll be on top form again.
Oh, yes, everything had fit in all right. Nappies, wipes...
So, what do you think of Skye?
Funny sort of name. No, I much prefer Charles for a boy.
We were thinking of that as well. Charlie. Ed likes it.
Look at the price!
Oh, that is cheeky.
Oh, no, thank you very much.
What about Scarlett for a girl?
Scarlett?
Yeah, like Scarlett Johansson. The actress.
I was thinking of Scarlett O'Hara and Gone with the Wind.
Oh, I'd forgotten her. Oh, it's becoming very popular again.
Is it?
There are 2 Scarlets in George's year.
No, don't much like it.
No?
What about all the jokes when she's older, being a Scarlet woman?
What?
Well, it's in the Bible, Emma. A Scarlet woman, well, she's no better than she ought to be.
Oh.
You can't call a baby that.
No, I suppose not.
No, look, I really ought to be thinking
of
going.
Let's go back to Borsetshire baby wear.
Oh, that's where we started, Emma.
But we didn't have a proper look at their changing bags.
I need to be getting back, really.
Already?
I want to dig out a recipe for the picnic before Eddie gets home. Whiskey fruitcake.
Oh, nice.
So, if you don't mind.
No, we'll go home. And if you want a hand, any time, making the cake or getting anything ready for the picnic...
Oh.
You know, I'm always happy to help.
Yeah, well, thanks. It shouldn't be too bad, though. Nick's already offered.
Oh.
She's coming over the day before. There's no reason why you can't, is
there? Oh, no, if you've got it all organised.
You'll be very welcome, Emma.
Another time, maybe. Too many cooks and all that.
Oh, Kenton.
Jolene, hi. I was
Did you get my texts?
Texts?
Yeah, I sent one last night and another couple this morning.
Well...
I wasn't sure if I got a problem with my mobile.
I don't know. Just about to check my messages. I've been away.
Yes, Lillian said.
I didn't have the phone on most of the time.
Oh, right.
What was you texting about?
Is there any chance of coming in? It's a bit nippy out here.
Has he gone straight down?
Yes. Always has a little nap about now.
We'll let that brew for a minute.
Were you doing the dishes through there?
Only the things on the side.
You are incorrigible.
Isn't that what I always used to say about you?
Yeah, well, it's obvious where I get it from.
Oh, when you've had your tea, why not close your eyes for half an hour?
I don't need to, Mum. A cup of tea will bring me round. And then I've got an easy evening putting a few of his clothes in the wash, and Annie's lent me a DVD.
Oh, that's nice of her.
Yes, I'm going to completely slob out and relax. I'll probably sleep like a log tonight.
Well, let's see what this is like. Is that...
Yep, that's fine.
You know, we mentioned the possibility of you moving back last week.
Mum.
I know, and I understand why you don't want to.
It doesn't make any sense. It'd be such an upheaval for everyone.
Well, that's not what I'm suggesting.
Oh?
Not full-time, anyway. I think it's great you want to make a go of it here.
We've all got our routines sorted.
I know, but at the same time, I can see you're very tired.
Well, that's the same for any new mother.
So how about coming over just for a day or two, simply to recharge your batteries?
Mum, there's no point. It wouldn't make any difference.
You might be surprised, love.
I don't see how.
I remember losing sleep to noises in the night.
It was only last night.
Especially with John. Being the first, I suppose. Motorbikes, footsteps, creaks you can't explain.
I know, but you can't expect the whole world to be quiet just because you've had a baby.
No, but it's different when you're responsible for another life, isn't it?
Hmm.
You hear something, you're not sure what it is, and suddenly you're sitting up completely awake like a tigress protecting her cub.
Mum.
That's how I felt anyway.
Well, I have found myself sitting up and listening once or twice.
It was worse the few times when your dad was away. I felt so responsible, I couldn't drop my guard for a second.
I'm not that bad.
Well, let's say you did come back.
Mum.
Just for a weekend. You might find it a lot easier to relax between feeds, not being on your own.
Oh, I don't know.
Go on.
Look, it's a nice idea, Mum, but it'd be far too unsettling for Henry, so no thanks.
Well, even if he's going to rip everything out, turn it into flats?
I don't know. I don't care what Matt will do with it.
Oh, so you're happy to throw away everything that you've worked for?
What does it matter to you? Has your boss sent you?
What?
Don Sandland, or whatever he's called. Does he want a pub in his portfolio as well as Jack's?
Oh, don't be ridiculous. That's not why I'm here.
I don't understand why you are, then.
Because... Ambridge without the bull, it's unthinkable.
Oh, fantastic. One less place to have a beer.
No.
Oh, it's obviously what's bugging you, losing one of your locals.
No, it isn't. I couldn't give a damn about the pub. It's you.
What?
I don't want to see you go.
You don't want me to leave Ambridge?
No.
Why not?
Why do you think?
I don't know. Didn't think it would make any difference to you.
Yeah, well, it does. I'm sorry. I promised myself that I wasn't going to say anything.
Kenton?
No, just forget it. I should have kept my mouth shut.
I don't understand. If you're bothered about me going, why pull the plug on me last week?
What do you mean?
Well, cancel going to see my mate's band and stop ringing me. Stop dropping in.
That was so difficult.
I couldn't make it out.
I didn't want to. I had to.
Why? I thought we was getting on.
Yeah, we were. But much too well.
What?
The way that I feel about you, it isn't appropriate.
Appropriate?
Yes. I mean, like you say, you've been depressed and you're vulnerable, and it is totally wrong of me to... care about you so much. Oh. It's not fair on you, and I know that. And it's way too soon after losing Sid. Yeah.
Don't you think I should be the judge of that?
Yeah. What?
Hearts don't work to a timetable, do they?
No.
I couldn't work out why I was so mad with you last week.
I didn't know that you were.
I didn't show it. I mean, it's okay crying off going somewhere. But then, not getting in touch. Like you didn't want to know.
You know, that wasn't why.
Well, it really hurt. So I asked myself why. I realised I have feelings and all.
No.
Yeah. You do mean it?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I didn't know what it was till I was talking to Kirsty. She said, God, you seem pretty keen on Jolene. I said, no. And then
oh, my goodness.
Yeah. What?
Oh, the two of us. And you meant to get wiser as you get older.
Yeah, I'm hoping it'll happen any day.
One thing, though.
What's that?
Anything important, we should take our time.
Yeah, of course.
So let's take things slow, yeah?
Yeah. But would it be rushing things terribly if I invited you out on Thursday?
No.
I mean, only to a wine tasting. I mean, no big deal. We can go as friends.
Friends?
Yes, or good friends.
Oh, yeah. I'd really like that, Kenton.
Are you all right, sweetheart?
Yeah.
What's the light on for?
I want to read my book.
That's way too early, Phoebs.
You're up, Mum.
Only because I've got jobs to do before work. You haven't.
Well, I want to finish this chapter before I get up.
Are you sure you're all right?
Yes.
Let's feel your forehead. That's okay. You haven't got tummy ache, have you?
No.
And you're not worrying about anything?
No. I was just having this really weird dream, so I made myself wake up.
That's it. Come on. One more to go. Oh. Hi, Alistair.
Is this about time, David?
No.
I only rang because you said you'd be in the lambing shed early.
Yeah, I've been out here about an hour.
You got any spare time later this morning?
What for?
Well, I was meant to be with Tom Rivers in Penyhassett later. Full herd health check.
Oh, yeah?
But he's had to cry off. His wife's finally been called in for a knee op, cancellation.
Oh, yeah, he was moaning how long that was taking at the last meeting.
So I'll have to put it off till tomorrow, which leaves quite a gap. Ideally, I'd bring Lower Loxley forward.
Oh, that should be all right.
Except Reg won't be there.
Oh, yeah, that's why we scheduled Thursday in the first place, isn't it?
Yeah, there's no point me going over if no one's around.
Oh, no.
So, say no if you can't do it, but it'd be nice to get everything done and dusted. One less thing for you and Elizabeth to worry about?
Yeah. Well, I'm taking some ewes to market later, but... what sort of time?
Well, I'll work round you. Anywhere between 9 and 12.
How long for?
Well, what are we doing? A few vaccinations. And you wanted me to look at one of the Gloucester heifers?
Well, only because you were coming over anyway. She's got a limp.
Well, obviously it depends what the problem is, but I can't see the whole thing taking more than an hour.
Yeah, OK, you're right. It would be something else out the way. Let's say 11.
Now, we won't make a habit of this. Hot chocolate's not really meant for breakfast.
Brilliant.
But it's the best remedy I know for nightmares.
It wasn't a nightmare, Mum.
Me over, sweetheart.
I don't get nightmares. Not like Abby does sometimes.
You used to.
only when I was little.
Sounded a bit like a nightmare to me. Now tell me properly, you were on the school bus?
Sort of, but everyone else on it was grown up, so it can't have been a real one. And it was getting to my stop, so I stood up.
Mm-hmm.
And started walking down the aisle. But it was weird, it kept getting longer and longer. I had to keep walking for ages.
Gosh.
Suddenly there were loads of doors and everyone started getting off. They all knew where to go, but I didn't. I was looking around everywhere.
Oh dear.
Then I remembered I'd forgotten my school bag with my homework. But I couldn't turn round. Everyone was pushing me. I tripped up and started panicking. That's when I woke up.
Good job, too. That wasn't a very nice dream, was it?
No.
Funny sort of bus as well. With great long aisle and lots of doors. That sounds rather like an aeroplane to me.
No, it wasn't. Well, maybe a sort of bus plane.
You know what I reckon? Why you were dreaming about it?
No.
What were you talking to your dad about just before going to bed?
Kieran Waters burping in class.
Apart from that, you were talking about your holiday, weren't you?
Oh.
All the things you want to do in South Africa.
Oh, yeah.
Well, maybe part of your brain carried on thinking about it when the rest of you had gone to sleep.
It wasn't a dream about South Africa.
Oh, you were dreaming about travelling, though. Getting lost, not being sure where to go.
Oh.
I know you've been there before, but it's an awfully long way. It's only natural for you to worry about it.
I'm not worried, Mum.
No?
Not really. Only, well...
What, sweetheart?
Coming back could be tricky, I suppose.
On your own?
I know there's an airline woman with me.
So, I thought that was bothering you.
No, it's not. Not really.
Look, Phoebs, this has all been organised in a rush. If, deep down, you've decided you don't want to go...
I do, Mum.
Are you sure? You're not just trying to keep everybody happy?
No. I really want to see Nolly and Sipo. And go to Joburg Zoo at night. Kate says it's awesome.
All right. So, is only the return flight you're worried about?
Yeah.
Well, we'll have to talk to her about it.
No, you mustn't.
Babes.
Promise you won't say anything to her.
Listen, if you've got a problem...
I haven't. Honest, don't say anything. She'll think I'm a big baby.
No, she won't.
Yes, she will. She told me last week.
What?
She said I'm really grown up, coming back by myself. You mustn't tell her.
She said that?
Yes. So promise. Please.
But...
Please. Please, Mum.
Oh... All right, I won't tell Kate.
Thank you.
But if this had all been thought through... Right. Enjoy your chocolate. Then, go and get washed. Or you'll miss the real school bus.
Not a big fan of injections, then.
Topper, he's usually not too bad. But he's definitely losing condition, so the sooner Shula can find someone.
Has she said anything to Elizabeth yet?
No. We thought find some interest first. She might be more willing to let him go if she can see it's to a good home.
Yeah, possibly.
Good boy, Topper. Let's just massage that in.
Although, it's probably Freddie you'll have to convince.
Yeah, well, funnily enough, Daniel thinks one of his teachers might know someone.
Oh, yeah?
Right, we'll put the next one in on the other side. Oh, he's chosen his A-levels now.
Daniel, what's he going for?
English, history, geography and Spanish.
What, no science at all?
Well, he'd have liked to do maths, but it didn't fit in with his other choices.
Mm. So, definitely not following in your footsteps, then?
No, he's more sense than to become a vet.
Right.
Shula and I are just pleased he's working so hard, thinking about the future.
No, he'll go far, that boy.
Though he claimed last night his big ambition is to become a barista at Jack's.
What?
Oh, he only said it to wind us up. I certainly hope he ends up being more reliable than his Uncle Kenton.
What's he done now?
Well, he'd invited me to a wine tasting on Thursday, put on by one of his suppliers.
Okay.
I was looking forward to it. Then he rang last night, terribly apologetic. Asked if I'd mind if he took someone else instead.
Charming. Who are you getting ditched for?
I don't know. Someone in the trade, he said.
He'll be trying to stitch up some sort of deal.
Yeah, well, that's us about done.
Great. I'll leave a note for Reg to keep an eye on the heifer and then I'll get off.
Well, the anti-inflammatories should do the trick.
David! Oh. I've got a dash to Felpersham and there's someone coming at 8:30.
Oh, actually...
What's the matter, Elizabeth?
Freddie's come straight out of his exam.
Oh, no, why?
I don't know, but the school said he's very upset.
Oh, poor kid.
Look, I thought I had a clear hour, but I can't just leave him there.
No.
She's a party planner. If you give her a coffee, show her the ballroom. I'll take over as soon as I get back.
Alistair, could you...
No, I'm really sorry, I would if I could, but I've got to get off to Edgeley.
The teacher said he's in pieces.
Well, hurry up and go then.
You're sure?
Yep, yep. Don't worry, Elizabeth. I'll manage.
You coming in for lunch, Tony?
No, I had a sandwich while you were out.
Ah.
Once I've cleared the filter, I'll start working down Tarbert's.
I called in on Helen again.
Oh, yeah? How are they?
Henry was gurgling away perfectly happily, fascinated by the mobile you got him. You know, Helen. She claimed she'd slept much better last night, even though it's perfectly obvious she's still worn out.
Yeah, of course, she couldn't admit that, could she?
That was what was so frustrating yesterday. If only we could convince her she'd be doing us a favour.
Yeah, well, maybe that's an idea.
Tick time. Tick time. Stand.
Sorry.
Forget it.
You didn't have to round them up, Ruth.
I did if they're going to get to market today.
All right, Biff. All right, boy. I'd have managed.
You didn't seem to know what you were doing when you rang.
Well, I wasn't sure how long Elizabeth was going to be.
What happened to Freddie?
Oh, the poor lad had some sort of panic attack. He started the exam and then he felt all dizzy and weepy.
No wonder with all he's been through.
Elizabeth said he was in floods on the way home. He kept saying he'd let his dad down.
Oh, that's awful.
Yep. So, it's a good job I stayed on.
Look, I know it's a desperate situation, but you can't keep papering over the cracks.
You'd hardly have noticed I'd gone otherwise.
This shouldn't keep happening, David.
Ruth, I can't let Elizabeth down.
She's going to have to learn to do without you sometime. You're damaging our business.
Oh, come on. Look, I know I screwed up with the milk, but we're probably covered.
It's still a terrible waste. It should never have happened.
No, obviously. But when you compare it with what she's going through...
That's not fair.
Ruth, you should have seen her when she brought Freddie in. She's so fragile, it's as though she's ready to break.
You're not helping her.
If I wasn't there, she would try to do everything herself. And you know the problems she's had with her heart.
Yeah, and I'm very sorry and concerned for her. I want to do whatever we can to help.
Well, then...
But we've got to face facts. Elizabeth can't run Lower Loxley on her own, can she?
No, of course not.
And no matter how much you want to do for her, you can't be there all the time.
No.
What's more, you and Kenton and Lewis don't have the expertise she needs to make the place work properly.
No, we don't.
You've got to grasp the nettle, for her sake. She needs a professional working alongside her. I know it's difficult getting her to accept it.
Whenever I try to say something... She's so vulnerable, Ruth.
Would you like me to talk to her?
No. I'll do it.
How about ringing now? It might be easier over the phone.
No. I'm not taking the coward's way out. I want to sit down and talk it through carefully with her, face to face.
Okay.
I want her to understand it's not because we don't care.
Of course it isn't.
Well, I'm going over on Friday anyway. We're moving the Tamworths into their new housing.
Right.
I'll speak to her then. I promise.
Brian, has a button come off?
What?
Why are you looking in the sewing box?
I need some thread, darling. Rory's having a go at a green beast in the dining room.
Oh.
It's not that long to the start of the season. He's keen to come out with me this year.
Don't you need proper tying thread?
Yeah, I haven't got any green. And this is only a practice, really.
Oh, let me have a look.
And if I'd thought, I'd have gone on to the tackle shop while I was out.
Oh, you've turned everything upside down.
Only round the corner from farm supplies. Oh, I saw David while I was there.
How thick do you want it?
We're using a long shank size 8.
Oh, that really helps.
But nothing too flimsy. Poor chap, he was in quite a state. He's had a speaker drop out for our next meeting. He's struggling to find a replacement.
How about that?
Oh, just the job. Thanks.
Yeah, it was such unfortunate timing, becoming chair now.
Oh, well, these things seem to be easing for him at Lower Loxley.
Oh?
He says he'll be able to row back significantly soon.
Good. Oh, here they are.
Can we come in?
Hello.
Hiya, Granny. Grandad.
Hello, darling.
Evening.
Hiya. Where's Kate?
Oh, she's up in her room.
Can I go and see her?
Well, yes. Once you've taken your shoes off.
Oh, Phoebe's has got an important spelling test tomorrow, so if we can make sure she's not too late coming back.
No, no, don't worry.
Phoebe.
Yes, Grandad?
I think your mother's finishing off an assignment.
Oh, yes.
So, if she needs a few more minutes, after you've said hello, why don't you join me and Rory in the dining room, because we're tying flies.
To catch fish with.
Oh.
Yeah, there's quite an art to it.
Oh, sounds fun.
Okay.
I'll go up to Kate first.
Are you simply abandoning your shoes, darling?
Phoebe?
I'll tidy them in a minute.
Rory will think I've been kidnapped. I'll see you later, Hayley, when I drop Phoebe back.
Thanks, bye.
Has she brought her spellings over? Do you want us to test her?
Oh, no, she's had plenty of practice already. I've sworn I won't say anything to Kate about this, but something's really troubling her.
You're right, Kenton. Makes sense.
What, the taxi dropping us off here?
Well, that's miles otherwise, going round the one way.
Yeah, it's easy enough, isn't it, going through the precinct?
Yeah.
Though I didn't realise that they'd had some of the slabs up.
Must have been laying pipes or something.
Yeah. It's not ruining your heels, is it, Jolene?
No.
Oh, good. I do hope tonight's not going to be a disaster.
Oh, you think it could be?
Well, the only Greek wine I know is Red Cena.
Oh, me too.
Oh, steady, sorry. Steady.
Oh, this pavement's in a state, isn't it?
Yeah. Do you want to hang on to... You're probably all right on your own.
Yeah. Yeah, it was only that section. Anyone would think I'd been hitting the Red Cena already.
Yes. Well, no. No.
At least I needn't feel guilty. You're telling Fallon it's a working night.
Is that what you said?
I didn't know what else to say. You know, with having to take time off.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is that a problem?
No, not at all. Reese, we're happy to come in.
Well, I mean, you could describe it as a working night, I suppose.
Is that how you see spending time with me? Hard work.
I don't know yet.
Oh, heck!
No, come on, that is it, Jolene. You are flying all over the place.
Oh,
I'm going to hang on to you until we get there.
Well, if you insist.
You should at least arrive in one piece.
Have you seen my phone, Granny?
Oh, no, darling. Are you sure you had it in here?
I think so. I've got a brilliant new song to play Mum.
No, I can't see it anywhere.
It's not on the sofa.
No. You will have to take some of your favourite music to Johannesburg, won't you, to play Nolly and Sipo?
Yes, I'm going to.
And do you know what else I was thinking about your holiday?
No.
Well, when I was your age, even going to Felbersham on my own was terribly daunting. And yet here you are, getting ready to fly all the way back from South Africa, all on your own. I think that's ever so brave, Phoebe.
Is it?
Yes. I know I would have been terribly worried.
Well,
even with an escort, it's such a long way. And travelling can be very complicated sometimes.
That's what's bugging me, Granny.
What's that, dear?
Suppose I don't get on with the airline woman.
I had to sit next to Mrs. Riley on the school coach once. I didn't know what to say. It was so embarrassing.
Oh, gosh.
She was eating tuna sandwiches the whole trip. They stank.
Oh, how frightful.
And even if I like her, what if we get split up in the airport? Or I lose my ticket? Or someone snatches my bag?
Oh, dear.
Oh, I know I'm being stupid, Granny, but I can't help it.
You're not being stupid at all. Those are very, very sensible concerns.
Are they?
Yes. And as it happens, I might know a very good way of resolving them.
Oh, zucchini fritters.
I don't think I've had them before.
They're good, aren't they? I love the whole business of Greek meals. Lots of little dishes. Oh, and these lamb meatballs.
Oh, gorgeous.
Mm.
Hey, what are we drinking now?
It's a Santorini, I think.
Oh, it's very nice.
Now, I ain't sure a wine tasting is the most elegant place to go on at first. Time out together.
What, you were very ladylike to me. You dribbled unpronounceable carver all over my shirt.
Well, it didn't go all over.
No, it made me glad we found a table by ourselves, though.
You're sure you didn't want to sit with... who's your friend?
Well, Ray. Oh, no. It's great to play poker with, but he's got less conversation than a shy shot dummy.
The baker was good, though, wasn't he?
Oh, God, yeah. He was spot on. It is very easy to get blasé in this trade.
Yeah, isn't it?
But as he said, you should never, ever simply glug a new wine.
No, of course not. How did he put it?
Take a good look.
Yeah. Savour the bouquet.
Mm-hmm.
Then wait.
Half the pleasure's in the anticipation.
Oh, oh yeah.
Oh. Jolene, have you thought any more about what you're going to do with the bull?
Well, not completely ruling out selling my share.
No?
Oh, but I'm putting it on hold for a while.
Oh, good.
Yeah, for some reason, life seems to be getting a bit more interesting.
And if we do go on seeing each other, well, it might get even more interesting, you know, once people hear about it.
Kathy?
Yeah, among others.
There's a few folk in Ambridge won't be slow to express an opinion.
Does that bother you?
Oh, Kenton, I know how the world works. It ain't you tongues will be wagging about.
Yeah, well,
it's me. Not even widowed a year. Oh, they'll say
No, it's none of their damn business.
Oh, no, it isn't. But this is... if this, whatever we're doing, does go anywhere... It's not because I'm trying to forget Sid.
No, I know.
If he was still here, I'd be with him.
Sure.
And I'll always keep a big place in my heart for him. Oh, you know that.
Yeah, of course I do. Yeah. I'm not asking you to rewrite the past. I just think it'd be nice for us to have some fun together in the here and now.
Jenny, I'm ready to run Phoebe home.
Oh, she'll be down in a minute or two.
Where have you all been?
On the computer. We went online to see if there were any seats left on Phoebe and Kate's flight to South Africa.
Sorry?
And Phoebe's flight back, and there are. So I booked myself on both ways.
What?
I'm going with them. I'll have 3 weeks with everybody in Johannesburg and then fly back with Phoebe.
But you can't.
Well, actually I can, Brian. And I'm going to. I mean, the transaction's gone through.
Yes, but why on earth are you going to...
Poor Phoebe was so worried about flying home alone.
But what about Kate? It might spoil all her plans for when Phoebe's over.
No, she's absolutely delighted that I'm going with them.
Mm.
And it's the best solution for everyone. I mean, you know how much I wanted to see Nolly and Sipo again.
Well, yes.
And Phoebe was so relieved that she won't be returning on her own.
And that's jolly good.
Though I admit I can see one problem.
So can I.
What am I going to wear in Johannesburg?
What?
It'd be lovely and warm there.
I'm more concerned about Rory.
Oh, I'm not, darling. This will be the perfect opportunity for some real father-son bonding.
Yes, but...
Unless you don't think you're up to the job.
Of course I'm up to it. Nothing I'd like better, as a matter of fact.
Good.
I simply meant that
yes.
Maybe one or two time management issues to deal with, but I'll find a way around them.
Oh, I'm sure you will.
I mean, I've already promised to take him to the cinema.
That's what I thought.
And we'll do some other things. No, we'll cope perfectly well without you.
I'm ready.
Oh, put your shoes on, darling. I've told Grandad.
Oh, isn't it fantastic? Thanks, Granny.
Oh, well, I should be thanking you for putting such a good idea in my head.
You don't mind her coming with us, Grandad?
No, I'm all in favour. I wasn't all that keen you coming back on your own either.
Thanks.
Not at all. Now, shoes.
In fact, Grandad can hardly wait for us to go.
Really?
Well, I wouldn't put it quite like that.
Oh, he was just saying how much he'll enjoy looking after Rory without me interfering for once.
It'll be costing you a fortune. He's got the meter running.
Oh, never mind that. I'm a true gent. I've got to walk you to your front door.
Thank you, Kenton. I had a lovely time.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I'm sorry about Ray.
That wasn't your fault.
You did realise that he was tipsy, though.
Yeah, falling off the chair was a bit of a clue.
Yeah, all the same. I fancy asking, are we an item or what?
Interesting question.
Well, yes. I certainly know what I'd like us to be.
Do you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Listen,
yeah.
You ring me in the morning.
Yeah, I will.
Early. Don't leave me waiting all day.
Yeah, no, I will. Of course.
Okay, or better still, call by. I don't want to wake up wondering.
No.
I want to be sure this is really happening.
Oh, yes. You betcha, Jolene.
Oh, you're right, Clary. You can't beat mini pork pies.
Not for a picnic, no.
Me and Neil are really looking forward to it.
Not as much as Joe and Eddie.
Everyone loves a day at the races, don't they?
Yeah. Do you want to start date stamping them, Susan?
No, I'll hang on till you finish the old tray.
First I thought I'd make the pies myself. But then me and Nick got talking. Decided to buy them in.
Well, they're just as good, aren't they?
But we're going to bake the pasties ourselves. Oh,
well, you'll have to stop Neil wolfing them all. He loves a good pasty.
You'll have to fight Joe, then. Goes mad for a pasty eaters. Oh, I'll have to remember to put some sauce in for him.
What else you having?
Well, we decided we ain't having nothing in the basket that needs carving up and the chopping.
Well, that's where picnics get messy, isn't it?
Yeah. So it's mainly going to be finger food. With maybe a few drumsticks or something.
Oh. Emma says you're making a whiskey cake for it.
Yeah, it's one of Eddie's favourites. Don't often get it, with it being his 60th.
How did it go on Tuesday? Shopping with Emma?
Oh, there now. That's the last of the strawberries.
Oh, right.
Clear of these and there's only fruits of the forest to potter.
Yeah, we're not doing too bad, are we?
Touch wood. No, we're all right.
Oh, well, she said she enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was good. Did she show you the little sleep suit we got?
Oh, yeah, it's nice.
Not bad for the price.
And she said you had a few ideas about baby names.
Oh, well.
There's Pat around.
Oh, morning, Tony.
Oh, she's in the office if you need her, Tony.
No, it's all right. Can you tell her I'll be back later than I said from organics?
Of course.
Well, any reason, if she needs to get hold of you?
A few bits and pieces to do, that's all.
Ruth, before you take them back out...
Yeah?
I'm calling in at the farm supplies again after Lower Loxley. I know we need teat wipes, disinfectants...
And some boxes of gloves.
Right. Anything else?
You were going to look for some new ear defenders.
Oh, that's not urgent. I'll see how much time I've got.
How long are you going to be there, David?
Don't know, really. Not long. Reg and one of the casuals are helping me move the Tamworths.
That's not all you've got to do, though, is it?
I know. I'm going to talk to Elizabeth about getting a manager in. There's no need to keep reminding me.
Only them to do, then we can start on the single creams.
Right, I'll lid this time then.
Okay.
No, she was full of it when she came round last night.
Hmm?
What a good time you'd had together. That's when she showed me the sleep suit.
Oh.
She said if it is a girl, she's definitely ruling out Scarlet.
Is she?
Yeah. But you know what surprised me?
No.
Well, it turns out that had been her and Ed's favourite for quite some time.
Oh, I didn't realise.
She said they hadn't been sure at first, but it was growing on her.
Edward ain't said no to me.
They'd been right through the name book again.
Oh.
And kept coming back to Scarlet. Completely gone off it now.
Well, not because of me, I hope.
Well...
No, I thought she just dreamed it up while we was out.
No.
I didn't expect her to take no notice of my opinion.
She does, though, Clary. Take a lot of notice.
Oh.
I've heard her a few times lately. Clary says this, Clary says that.
But I can't think what else I've said to her. Well, accepting Underwood's charges too much for changing bags.
Yeah. You told her about putting pastry in the fridge before rolling.
Well, yeah.
She was setting me right about that last night.
Well, I thought you did anyway.
Well, of course I do. If I'm not in a hurry. It's funny. When she was carrying George, she was always asking me about names. Which ones I liked, which ones I didn't. Not this time, though.
Well, we didn't talk much about them, Susan. Just one of them things bound to come up in a baby shop.
Yeah, of course it is.
Look, it don't mean nothing. Are talking to me about it first?
No.
No, we were only for a minute or two anyway.
Well, it's nice you're both on the same wavelength anyway. Do you want to stamp them?
Yeah.
I'll put the trays in the chill area.
I'll give you a hand in a minute.
It's funny though. I rather liked Scarlet.
Oh, well done, sis. You got the kids to school?
Yes.
Well, the road's busy.
Not too bad.
Well, you haven't missed much. Felpisham Fabrics want a day course here in June.
Oh.
That'll be their first time at Lower Loxley.
Did you look at the diary?
Yes, we've pencilled in the 24th. 3 rooms and lunch.
Thanks.
Oh, and they wanted hard copies of the floor plan.
I'll send those.
No, it's all right.
Kenton.
Sure. They're not on the system yet. So I'll put their address somewhere. Hayley was in good form when she came in.
Hmm?
Ah, there we are. Felpisham Fabrics, the Grosvenor Estate, etc.
Thanks.
Well, you know, she was in a lather about Phoebe's trip to South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now Jennifer's going with her, so she's a lot less agitated. Well, I would have thought it would be great fun for Phoebe, flying on her own.
You know, I almost brought them straight back.
Hmm?
Perhaps I should have done.
Oh, Freddie and Lily.
They were so on edge this morning, and Freddie hardly touched his breakfast.
Well, they get their results today, don't they?
Mr. Sanderson couldn't promise, but he said it's quite likely.
You did the right thing, taking them to school.
Did I?
Yeah, I mean, they'd only be sitting around worrying themselves sick otherwise. Much better to keep them busy.
Possibly. As long as Freddie doesn't get into another state.
He's made of tougher stuff than you think.
Well, you're right. It's best to keep busy. I'll send the floor plans off.
OK, and if you're back at the helm...
Oh, yes, you get on with whatever.
I'm going to Jack's, but Dave's around, so if you need anything...
I shouldn't do.
Actually, he came in to see you a little while ago, to do the pigs, I guess. I told him to come back later.
Mm-hmm.
OK, well, if you're fine, then I'll make tracks.
OK. Oh, Kenton.
Yeah?
How did last night go? Your trade do with the wine tasting or whatever?
Oh, yeah, it was a good night.
Useful?
Oh, yes.
Good.
Very constructive. It's left me with a lot of ideas for the future.
Anya says the stew pack offer is going quite well, Helen.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, mind you, it's still early days.
The news could have waited, Dad.
Well, Anya wanted to send her best wishes anyway. And to this little fellow.
Are you all right with him there?
Yeah, of course I am. My knee is very comfortable, isn't it, Henry? It's had plenty of use as a rocking chair before.
Well, thanks for calling in to let me know.
Oh, it's no trouble.
I know how hectic Fridays are.
Yeah, I've been on the go since five. And it doesn't help that my back's playing up again.
Oh, no. Have you seen the doctor?
Are you laughing at me, Henry?
Or are you going to the chiropractor again?
Well, it's not that bad.
You can't take chances, Dad.
It's only the odd twinge.
All the same.
It came on when I was filling the veg boxes.
Well, why didn't Tom do those?
Well, still catching up from Berlin.
Oh.
Afterwards, I said to your mum, we've got most things covered on the farm, but every now and then it'd be so useful to have an extra pair of hands around.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, give my back a much-needed rest.
Hmm.
There's not a lot needs doing. Some help with the veg boxes now and then. Hour or two in the pack house.
Dad.
Obviously, it's not worth getting anyone in for so little work. But then it struck me.
What about Helen?
Yeah, well, yeah, that's right.
What a surprise.
Well, it makes sense, love, on a purely business level.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I mean, I know you've got your hands full with Henry.
Oh, just a bit.
But there must be the odd time you're kicking your heels.
Not many.
It'd be nice for you to have something else to do and have other adults to talk to.
Other adults?
Yeah, well, obviously it'd work best if you were at home again.
Dad.
Well, there'd be no sense you running between here and the farm all the time. It'd only be for a few weeks.
Would it?
A month or two at most.
I see.
Just till you go back to organic, say. Well, it's plain common sense.
Dad, is there anything wrong with your back at all?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, well, perhaps I was laying it on a bit thick, but it'd be very useful having you around.
Listen, it's very kind of you to make the offer.
Oh, I'm not being kind.
But will you and Mum please stop worrying about me?
But you'd be helping us, Helen.
I'm not daft, Dad.
No, it's true. And, yes, all right. There is another reason as well.
Which is?
Because you and Henry bring so much joy into our lives.
Oh.
I wasn't even sure I could feel like this again. It's been the most wonderful surprise.
Dad.
And your mother's the same. That's why we want you to come home. We'd love to be closer to you and Henry. These first few months are so precious. And they go so quickly. I know I sound like an old fool.
No.
Of course, you must make your own mind up, but you'd make us so happy, Helen. You would be helping us. We'd see a lot more of Henry, and you might even get a little more sleep. Is that really such a bad thing?
No, it's not bad at all. Look, if we honestly would be helping each other...
Oh, yes.
Then I give in.
What?
We'd love to come back for a little while.
Oh.
Wouldn't we, Henry?
Hi. Have you got a minute, Elizabeth? We've put the Tamworths in the new housing. But what I do need to sort out with you... Are you all right?
Alan Sanderson just rang.
Who?
From the Cathedral School.
Oh. Oh. Oh, dear. Well, never mind.
They've passed.
What?
Both of them. They've both passed.
Oh! Well... That's great.
They worked so hard to get through for their daddy. And they've done it. He would have been so proud, David. He loved them so much.
I know.
But he can't say, well done. Oh, hold them. He doesn't know. Oh, David, you'll never know. You'll never know anything about their lives again. Oh, my. Oh, Nigel.
Thank you. What do you love about the Archers? Leave your memories at bbc.co.uk/archers.